This is the Rich Eisen Show, live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Has Lamar gotten any offer sheets? Anyone coming? I know that's two questions, but...
Rich Eisen.
What's the latest there?
It is a challenging situation to read at present, Rich. The two first-round pick, a fully or nearly fully guaranteed contract.
Today's guests, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, Bucks linebacker Lavonte David, plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now... it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show here on a Friday in March with the Sweet 16 underway. What an incredible night last night was in college basketball. And we've got so much to talk about over these next 3 hours here on the Roku channel, this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate. We say hello to Sirius XM Odyssey audiences all at once. Same thing to our podcast audience, listening whenever you darn well please, because you can listen to this show all 3 hours on demand through our podcast, through the Cumulus Podcast Network, where all podcasts can be acquired. We say hello to one and all, including you, Christopher Brockman. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Rich. What's up, man?
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts. Mike Del Tufo is here. TJ Jefferson, the candle's already lit. You're way ahead of the game.
Candle's lit. I wish we could get some more college basketball, because those games last night.
Guess what? Your wish is my command.
Oh,
four more games today.
Yay!
Where Princeton's going to try and chop down Alabama.
I bet they win.
And, you know, you got, well, but that's Princeton's going to have to get through Creighton first. And now you got Alabama, and you got San Diego State. You got Houston and Miami, Xavier and Texas. If only that 2-3 game is as good as last night's, we would sign for it. And that's how we start our show. We start our show with a name you don't think I'm going to start with. Certainly not you, Christopher Brockman, and you know this name very well. His name is Ronnie Cicely.
Oh.
We're going to start with Ronnie Cicely. We're going to hit the Wayback Machine. Why
DJ
am
Ronnie.
I starting with Ronnie Cicely?
I have no idea.
Because
he's tall and Greek?
Because he, back in the day when we thought this is when college basketball meant something, right? And today's game is not at all like that day's game when there was no shot clock, no three-point line, no NIL.
Yeah.
And Cicely, to me, he was one of the first stars that Jim Boeheim put on the court. And he never won a championship there. But what he did was is play in the NCAA tournament every year. And every single year, I would be sitting there watching Big East basketball and NCAA tournament basketball and saying, how many years does this guy have left of eligibility?
Yep. He's one of those guys.
Honestly,
yeah.
he felt like he was at Syracuse for a million
forever.
Years. He wound up having a very nice professional basketball career. And, a most improved player of the year one time, and he went to the Miami Heat, married a supermodel, all that business. Nice career for Ronnie Cicely.
Now he's DJing all over the world, right?
He's a DJ.
Yeah. Right. So he's the reason why I bring this up is, to me, when you think this doesn't happen anymore, when kids leave, right away, and you got one and dones, that you don't see guys stick around anymore, and you don't sit there and wonder, how many years of eligibility does this guy really have left? I feel the same way about Drew Timmy,
right?
At Gonzaga, who's in his fourth year there now.
No way.
Yes.
14.
Well, he's played in only three NCAA tournaments because the first year that he was, eligible to play in the NCAA tournament was canceled due to COVID.
Right. Okay, that's right.
And but that year, Gonzaga was the second-ranked team.
Mm-hmm. That was maybe their best year to win it.
And you saw Timmy. Timmy's getting up. If I was doing SportsCenter now throughout his entirety, Timmy's getting upset.
Timmy.
Of course, I'd be doing a Seinfeld reference because it was the 90s. But anyway, and there he was again last night for Gonzaga.
You're right about that, Rich. He's been there since Adam Morris.
Was again last night for Gonzaga, down 13 at the half to UCLA. Up 9 with 90 seconds to go, down 1 with 12 seconds left.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And then, as we all know, his teammate, Julian Strother, hits the three, Vegas native, in Vegas. They win it. Gonzaga advances, and
Timmy.
30. By the way, he's a great Musburger name, too. Joe Timmy. Coming out with 36 points on 16 to 24 shooting. 13 boards. Coming out. March Madness hitting ya. Looking for daylight.
Awesome.
Timmy. And Gonzaga moves on again. They're moving on in an NCAA tournament. Just when you thought again, like, March Madness isn't the same anymore in that respect. Here's a guy who's been sticking around. He's stuck around, and now he's in the Elite Eight. What a game that was last night to wrap up the Thursday of Sweet 16 weekend in March Madness 2023. UCLA looked like they had it in the bag. Then it looked like they were going to get bagged, and they eventually did. But they came back to take a lead after being down. What a contest. And Gonzaga's moving on. Then, you know, here we are, March Madness. We always want to see the glass slipper, don't we? The Cinderella story. The Cinderella story out of Boca Raton, Florida. Florida Atlantic, coming into this NCAA tournament, had zero all-time NCAA tournament wins. Zero.
Zero.
The ninth-seeded Florida Atlantic Owls. And now they've got three NCAA tournament wins, bouncing Tennessee.
Dude.
Bouncing Tennessee. And here you thought, well, here. So they beat Memphis at the buzzer. They send Penny Hardaway home at the buzzer. And then they get a break having Fairleigh Dickinson bouncing Purdue. They take care of that business. And then they just send Tennessee home in Madison Square Garden. See ya. The Florida Atlantic Owls. Then you know what they did? They came out of the locker room to go celebrate with their family in the stands. And I read through Roger Sherman of The Ringer, my friend from back in the Sweet 16 days.
Your boy.
Wasn't so sweet when I saw him. He tweeted out that the players came out in Madison Square Garden security was saying, you know, this is not the way it's done. My favorite response on that Twitter line was somebody said, Madison Square Garden security is not used to seeing a team win and go and celebrate on the court after.
You think Kevin was trying to stop him?
It could have been Kevin.
That guy.
But this is why we watch. This is why we watch. We watch to see a team from Boca Raton. Is there like a watch party with Seinfeld's parents somewhere? You know, is somebody taking the pen and writing down Florida Atlantic in their brackets? The Del Boca brackets?
Upside down.
Have not been busted because that's the only spot, Del Boca Vista, where Florida Atlantic goes to the Elite Eight in a bracket, and there they are.
Del Boca Vista.
And the team that they're taking on. The team that also advanced in Madison Square Garden last night. Let's talk about Kansas State basketball.
Yeah.
We did on Monday.
Yep.
In our Monster.com Player of the Week. I pegged it, man, because I watched this kid dismantle Kentucky. And I came in here on Monday morning, and I'm like, this kid, Marquise Noel, I'll be honest with you, had not seen him play a lick of basketball all year long until this tournament. And I now say, where have you been all my life, sir? Do I love watching this kid play basketball? Holy smokes. 5'8" coming at you. And last night, one eye-popping play after another, certainly after he turned his ankle so significantly he had to leave the game, he comes back in and then re-injures it on a play where he's falling down to the ground and the shot clock's winding down, and as his ass is hitting the Madison Square Garden floor, he throws it up, hoping to catch rim, and he banks in a three against Michigan State, which played a remarkable basketball game under, we all know, very difficult circumstances for that program and that school. with the school shooting that happened in February. And we've had Tom Izzo on twice talking about what his school is trying to represent. And they represented it spectacularly well against a Kansas State team that was also loaded for bear. And part of the reason, large reason why, is because of this small package in Marquise Noel, 5'8", 19 assists last night. One more remarkable than the other, but none more remarkable than what will go down is one of the most significant NCAA tournament plays ever. And I know that sounds like recency bias and hyperbole and exaggeration, however you want to call it.
Nope.
But when it's an overtime Sweet 16 game in Madison Square Garden, the Mecca, and the game's tied at 92 apiece, and Marquise Noel is taking the ball up the court and talking. And not just talking, but talking smack, saying the words, "Watch this," as he's also talk about court awareness. This might be the most court aware moment I've ever seen, where he is taking the ball up the court in an overtime game, tied at 92, time ticking down. And he says, "Watch this," while also seeming to argue with his head coach.
That was the part right there.
Jerome Tang, the coach of Kansas State, is calling out a play, and it appears there's a disagreement between coach and point guard as to what's happening on the court. And not only does Marquise Noel win the argument, within 2 seconds, a nanosecond of telling his coach what he clearly doesn't want to do and wants to do, flips it up to his teammate, Keontae Johnson, and throws a dart of an alley-oop pass.
Perfect.
And pass, this man. Dunk puts Kansas State ahead for good. And part of the reason why it's for good is because his 19th assist on the night was a bounce pass, inbounds bounce pass to his teammate Masood, who just put it in and put him up three, and that was all she wrote. Now, after the game, Coach Tang did confirm that it was a set to between both of them, that he had an idea, and he's just like, and Marquise had an idea too, and because he's got such incredible chemistry with Johnson, he threw it up there. And afterwards, Noel was asked, "Did you say watch this before doing it?" And to whom were you saying it? I can't believe this answer. Have you heard his answer?
No, I haven't heard.
Wait for this. This is unbelievable. Roll it.
A couple of people said before the alley-oop to Keontae, you looked at the crowd and said, "Watch this." Can you confirm or deny that?
Dang, I got to watch what I say. I mean,
so
I'll be in the zone.
Okay.
Yeah, I was talking to Isaiah Thomas because I think he had a friend over there. And he was rooting for them. And I'm like, "Y'all not going to win today." And I just kept looking at him for some, you know, added motivation. But, you know, it was nothing but cool vibes with them over there.
Like, so let's
just understand what we're talking about here. It's a point guard in an NCAA tournament, Sweet 16 overtime, time ticking down, and talk about court awareness. He also has crowd awareness. He's seeing Isaiah Thomas, who was shown multiple times during the broadcast because he was part of the Michigan State contingent.
Right.
I think he was sitting next to Mateen Cleaves.
Yeah.
Mateen,
yeah.
Cleaves was the friend who was rooting for Michigan State.
Man.
This just in. Not a shock.
Former champion.
Okay. And so he was part of the Michigan State crew that was behind the bench. So he's talking smack to Isaiah as he's bringing the ball up the court, disagreeing with his coach.
Waving him off.
While seeing his teammate run the alley-oop that he perfectly executes. It is unbelievable and worthy of as much praise as you can heap upon Marquise Noel, including the New York Post calling him the King of New York because he's from Harlem.
Harlem World.
He's on the back pages of the New York Post today. Awesome. Harlem's Noel lights up MSG with record 19 assists in classic NCAA win. By the way, he had 20 points, too. He almost had a 20-point, 20-20 double-double.
20-piece.
But he caught the eye of everybody, including Kevin Durant, tweeting out, "That was a legendary display of controlling a basketball game, Marquise. GGs," which is...
That good, I don't know.
Good games?
Good games? Good God? I don't know. I don't know what the GGs is.
Well, he's got big hat. Big game. I texted Jay Billis today on the way to work at a red light. Just in case Susie's out there.
Voice of text, Rich. Voice of text.
I could have done that. I texted him. I'm like, please tell me Marquise Noel is a pro prospect with a marvelous career in front of him. He texted back three words. He's a pro, period. I want him. I want him on my team. I love rooting for this. Congratulations to Kansas State to have somebody like this kid. Fifth year. You know, he spent 3 years in the Sun Belt at Little Rock, Arkansas, before moving to Kansas State. Kansas State, everyone leaves. He goes to Kansas State. It's a terrible year. Everybody's gone. New coach comes in. He's staying. And look at this that's unfolding. And it's Kansas State versus Florida Atlantic for the right to cut down a net in Madison Square Garden and go to the Final Four. This is why we watch March Madness.
Yeah.
Now, I understand there's UConn making a run, too. And
yeah, that's been nice, too.
You know, they're out there in Vegas. They're going to be taking on Gonzaga for the right to cut down a net. Then there's tonight's contest. You know, Dan Hurley coaching UConn. Jim Calhoun was out there in Vegas.
Yeah. Bobby Hurley.
Do you think he's a card counter? Do you think he's in the black book somewhere? Sneaking in?
Jim Calhoun. Wouldn't surprise me. All I would know is, Rich, he's not giving any of the money back if he is caught card counting. Not a dime back, actually.
By the way,
I knew
that. By the way, I was Marquise Noel. He was Keontae Johnson right there. I was just setting him up, and he just jammed it down.
Not a dime back.
So... how cool is this, right?
Awesome. Great story. Great kid. To do it in front of the hometown crowd, I'm sure that's something he dreamed of his whole life. Playing at Madison Square Garden, yeah. Having a game like this. I'm sure he had all his family there. What a moment for him.
Yeah, man. Not since Jadakiss tore down the Garden in that Versus battle. The Locks and Dip set. I haven't seen anyone put on a performance like that in the Garden.
Phenomenal. 20 and 19. Like, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. And Rich, you say, is he a pro prospect? I don't know, because he's 5'8". But the thing is... I want that kid on my team because right. That kid's going to make your guards better. He's going to make your big men better. He's going to push everyone that he has to go up against every day in practice. He's going to make them better. That's the type of guy you want on your squad. Yeah. He's 5'8". Yeah, but
when he turned his ankle and he started hobbling around.
I know, I thought, oh, man.
Right, and then he kept on turning the corner on everybody. You can't guard him.
Yeah, those New York point guards are different, man. They really are. They're different.
Fun stuff. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Happy to have conversations with you on all of this and tonight's contest as well. We've got two guests today. Levante David of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is going to be joining us on this program. We'll talk to him about the new part owner of the Las Vegas Aces in the WNBA. His name is Tom Brady.
How about that?
Yep. So Tom is now his first big... post-retirement maneuver is to own a WNBA team out there in Vegas.
So Tom and Jimmy G back in the same city.
So,
wow.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to keep thoughts to myself.
How about that? So there's
a lot of chickens
out there. A lot going on at the ranch.
Oh, yeah. See, you said it, not me.
Line them up.
You said it.
Well, the ranch is just a phrase for the city of Las Vegas.
Oh, sure, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. A whole lot of
chicken. I don't know what your problem is.
Hey, Marshawn told us to take care of our chicken.
Now, everybody's got to get focused and clean your workspaces. We have a commissioner of a major North American sport on this program.
He was supposed to get me swag, Rich.
Oh!
In Washington, D.C., he promised me swag.
Who?
We,
Rob Manfred?
Yeah, you don't remember? You were going to get me a hat or
Could
something.
Could you imagine the commissioner?
5 years ago.
The commissioner of Major League Baseball.
I think about that.
2 days after calling into this program, 2 days after this, one of the greatest moments this sport has placed in front of the sports fan base in a long time. Ohtani versus Trout to wrap up a World Baseball Classic where the international scene is buzzing. I sent you a text from a friend of mine who's over in Japan saying they're playing it over and over and over again and parsing it like it's the Zapruder film over there in Japan.
As it should.
You imagine I say to Commissioner Manfred, let's not talk Ohtani.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about the new rule changes. Where is Del Tufo's swag?
Exactly.
Could you imagine if I did that? Should I lead with that?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Well, part of what I will use with Rob Manfred in time with him is there are some great Major League Baseball promotional spots to highlight the new three big new rule changes, the pitch clock, the shift being eliminated, and the bases being enlarged. We have a concern here because I sent them to they're great. Brian Cranston's in one. Sebastian Maniscalco's in one. Your boy Vogelbach.
Yeah.
And Buck, Mr. Met fan over there, TJ. He's in one, thinking about stealing a base now because the bases are larger.
Oh, it's going to happen.
This big old fire hydrant of a human out there thinking of stealing a base. It's very funny. But I got some concerns from the Rich Eisen Show production staff. I say that as if we're really a large group.
There's only a few of us.
Smitch and Hoskins are like, yeah, we can't run it. We don't have the rights to run, this video. And I'm like, what if I get the express verbal consent?
Oh.
He's calling in.
He's the commissioner.
You hear that all the time. The express written consent of Major League Baseball commissioner, everything else is prohibited. Yeah. What if I get express verbal consent?
Okay, with all due respect.
I'm going to do. If you don't mind, I'm going to place your
With all due respect, Del Tufo.
With all due respect.
That's kind of balling, actually.
As if you don't have. You're everything you're wearing right now is free, right? It's swag. You didn't pay
for
stitch on your body. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What about the pants?
Oh, my God.
I paid for the pants, too.
Wow, thoughts and prayers.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, Del Tufo, I love for you to get free stuff,
but
I like Rich's idea here.
All right, let's take a break. And then there's you, 844-204-RICH. I've got a top five to round out. Yesterday I said the top five. I ranked my top five NFC quarterbacks when Aaron Rodgers gets traded.
Yeah.
I will give you the top five AFC quarterbacks when Aaron Rodgers gets traded.
So are you going to save this till when? No. June, July?
No.
We'll do it today.
Actually, let's do it next. We're going to do it live.
Hey!
Yeah. The rest of that, I will just be calm and calmly and patiently just throw it a break.
I'll play us out, Rich.
To play us out. Hey. Don't play Sting because I don't have the express verbal consent to do that.
Sting, are you out there?
Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move. In football and in life, there's the regular season and then there's the playoffs. Monster.com knows that scoring your next job, that's a playoff moment. To bring your A game, you need Monster.com. Looking to change positions and join a new team? Monster can help. Monster.com has millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. When you score the position, Monster.com's salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. The regular season is history, and we all know the playoffs are no time for messing around. It's time to get off the sidelines and go to Monster.com. and win the job hunt. Monster.com. Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1-quarter moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold. The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, back now with our live Roku channel stream. Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just simply stop by. We've got the commissioner of Major League Baseball, hey, Rob Manfred, stopping by in about a half an hour. Top of hour number two.
All right.
Top of the food chain.
That's how we're rolling. You've got a what's more likely in the shoot?
What's more likely?
Very good.
Some NFL stuff, a couple hoops.
Dude, NFL next week is going to be lit.
Next
for
week?
For real. Yes.
Owners meetings?
Correct.
Yeah.
The owners will meet next week. Do you know what's on the agenda next week?
Well, there's all kinds of fun new rule proposals that I was kind of into.
Yes, there's the Philadelphia Eagles saying instead of an onside kick, let's go 20. Fourth and 20.
Yeah,
I like that.
I like that.
Right?
Fourth and 20, it might be a little too far. I was hoping like fourth and 15.
They should do it just to try and brand their own franchise, fourth and 26, and have Freddie Mitchell present.
Come out. Yeah.
Just come on out. And to present our rule.
Fred X,
the Sultan of the Slot. That was my favorite nickname that he gave himself.
I just want to thank my hands for being so great today.
Susie covered him at UCLA, one of her favorite. Next time she's in the chair, ask her some Freddie Mitchell stories.
I'll write that down.
That was one of her favorite people that she got to meet and cover.
First down, Freddie Kitch. What did he? That was like, well, we were on the
4th and 26, man.
4th and 26.
4th and 26, yeah.
That was against Green Bay, right?
And then he thanked his hands for being so great.
Exactly. See, I like that. I like.
Could you imagine
like
dropping him in the owners' meeting to present the proposal that the Philadelphia Eagles have presented?
Awesome.
I think the Rams have put in that proposal that I've been talking about because you know Les needs a smart man, and so is Sean McVay to have the Sky Judge, don't call it that. Replay assist, look at roughing the passer penalties.
Yeah, there were a couple of those. I think the Titans wanted all penalties reviewed, and then the Rams had roughing the passer, and then the Eagles had one that just let guys wear number zero, which I thought was funny. Yeah, why not?
What's the big deal?
Yeah. Who cares?
I don't care. Who cares?
Yeah, I was reading through them yesterday. And also, are we going to get a Commander sale?
That's another one.
But yeah,
that's a big one. The Commanders, you know. Just how empty is Dan Snyder's office?
I think it's empty.
Right? Was it Florio who said he's living in London now?
Living in London. He put up his house for sale in Maryland, and his office is empty since December.
Does look like he's bugging out.
Seems like it.
By the way, he's got a nice yacht.
Thanks for that information.
I mean, I just want to let you know.
He's like Elmer J. Fudd, billionaire.
Yeah.
He has a mansion and a yacht.
He could buy another one when he sells the
He's going to get $6 billion for the Commanders.
Well, and then, you know, there's the subject matters of everything going on.
Yeah.
Rodgers, Jets, Packers. Guess who's strolling around there? Mark Murphy of the Packers, Woody Johnson of the Jets, Brian Gutekunst and Joe Douglas. You heard Tom Pelissero of NFL Network say yesterday on this program, he assumes both of them will meet face-to-face. Let's have some breakfast. You want to meet, you know? You want to meet a little cup of coffee? Who's buying? And then there's the issue of Lamar, who's strolling around there, but Eric DaCosta, general manager. I don't know if Steve Bisciotti of the Ravens, the owner, is going to be talking. But hey, you know, what's the latest? What are you thinking? Hey, Chris Ballard, rocked up general manager of the Indianapolis Colts. Is there an offer sheet on the table for Lamar? What do you think? Because the Colts are the ones that have, even though it's fourth overall, and they might be sitting there saying, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to use that fourth overall selection. We're not going in the market for $200 million quarterback with an offer sheet on the table, you know, just because Ken Francis called us. You know, and there's that story, too. There's that story too. Let me hit this here. Let's place my top five aside for the moment. When I heard that the NFL had sent out a memo to teams to say, if you're talking to Ken Francis, beware. Really? I'm like, who's Ken Francis? You know? He is prohibited from negotiating offer sheets or player contracts. He's called an uncertified person. by the National Football League Management Council in an exchange memorandum to chief executives, presidents, general managers, and club contract negotiators, pretty much everybody, to say that Ken Francis is not an NFLPA certified agent, and he may be contacting clubs and attempting to persuade club personnel to enter into negotiations with or concerning Lamar Jackson, who's currently under a non-exclusive franchise tender with the Baltimore Ravens. Just reminding everybody, hey, if you do this, we might reject the offer sheet. Stay away from Ken Francis. Who the hell is Ken Francis?
Exactly.
Well, apparently he is a colleague and friend of none other than Lamar Jackson in a venture involving fitness equipment.
Like home exercise.
Now, Tom Pelissero, my colleague, tweeted out that he's been negotiating on behalf of Lamar Jackson, and Lamar picked on that particular aspect of it, being told that teams are not allowed to negotiate with him because he's not a certified agent. Lamar said, "Stop lying. That man never tried to negotiate for me." And two crying laughing emojis. And then to lament, I guess, his current station in life, where he's trying to stick aside reports that he feels are not true, and maybe his friend Ken Francis is being improperly targeted by the NFL. He tweeted out, "This is every day, but it's okay not to be okay. Mental health awareness." And there is a photograph of the famed smoking outdoors Ben Affleck looking quite miserable about something.
Ravens
wearing his number 8 Ravens jersey.
Hey, that's amazing. That was mad funny, I thought.
So, this is my only 2 cents here. Because I do dig Lamar Jackson. I have seen him, just so everyone understands, I've seen him in action with fans. To call him stellar is an understatement. Photographs, pictures, autographs, sitting there, eye-to-eye contact with kids, like getting down on their level type stuff. Making sure he's eye-to-eye contact. He's brilliant. On the field, brilliant. When he's healthy, on the field, brilliant. Okay? Don't know what's going on in that facility, that locker room. You hear lots of stuff about Lamar's preparation and all that. Again, I cannot confirm any of it. I just tell you what I hear in this microphone. But what I see is Lamar is a dynamite aces individual, and this league is better off when he is active and playing games. He is electric, electrifying. And he tweeted out today, "I'm the storm," with 5 tornado emojis and 2 lightning emojis. And all I'm saying is this is the last thing that we should be talking about him with Lamar Jackson. And you could sit here and say, well, then the Ravens should pay him what he's worth.
They're trying.
Apparently. I don't know. We don't know what we don't know. All I know is that he is out there with the whole idea of him not having an agent, and other guys don't have agents. I mean, Richard Sherman negotiated a contract for himself. Laramie Tunsil supposedly didn't have an agent in this generationally enriching, record-breaking contract he just signed for a left tackle with the Houston Texans. All I know is that the league heard enough from enough people to send out a release or a memorandum. And you could sit here and say this is part of the collusion. Trust me. The league wants Lamar Jackson on the field as much as anybody else. Period. End of story. Do you know why, in a way, or a large way, Bengals, Ravens wound up in the night spot of Sunday night of Super Wild Card Weekend? Because the league rolled the bones and NBC rolled the bones that Lamar's going to be playing. Lamar coming back from injury against Cincinnati in a night game where maybe they knock out the defending AFC champs. Of course, that's what he put it there. If they knew Tyler Huntley, with all due respect, was starting that game when it all came out, yeah, do you think it would have been there sitting in the Sunday night
Saturday
spot?
Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Of course not.
Yeah.
So if there is a general manager out there that's thinking of signing him to an offer sheet, getting a call from somebody who's in a business venture called the entire gym, who are you? You look at the deck and his first line of his credit is that he's got 10 years of IT experience. Like, this is the, like, you're sending him just to even give a he might not be negotiating for you, but knocking on a door of any part to a general manager who's got to turn to a boss and say, two first-round picks and maybe $170, $180, $190, maybe $200 million of guaranteed money to this guy? Oh, who called you? Did you speak to Lamar? No, I spoke to Ken Francis. Who's Ken Francis?
Yeah.
My first thought was, is he related in any way to Ron Mexico?
Nice.
Because put him now in that pantheon. I don't mean to... I know I sound like I'm denigrating. I don't mean to denigrate. I'm just trying to say that this is just getting to a spot where it does not benefit Lamar Jackson. It just doesn't. You know, he's now gotten no offer sheets in about a week plus. And yeah, he's generationally brilliant. He's really great at the football. But in addition to being expensive and it costing two first round selections, the league is now putting out a memorandum about somebody nobody's ever heard of who's apparently just cold calling. Is that what's happening? Because that's what I'm hearing. Like, cold calling general managers? Who are you? Oh, I'm a colleague. I'm a representative of Lamar Jackson. Or I'm calling on Lamar's behalf. I'm not saying he's... And you know, Lamar's hanging his hat on the negotiation part of it.
Or parsing language, like, come on. That dude is out there repping.
If this guy is out there making any phone calls on Lamar's behalf for anything to any executive who's going to have to eventually stare someone in the face and say, you have to slice a check, nine figures that might start with a two. Oh, who's the one who started this? Ken Francis. It doesn't bode well. Now, again, I'm just going on reports, and Lamar is tweeting out what he's been tweeting out. But there's a reason why the league sent this memorandum. And agents are laughing, if that matters. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I got a top five list.
Let's go.
Of the top five AFC quarterbacks when Aaron Rodgers gets traded. That's next right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And your phone calls at 844-204-RICH. Back here, everybody, on our
Kathy
radio.
From Philadelphia is tied for eighth.
Really?
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
And by the way, so Adam knows, it's Kathy, if I'm not mistaken, C-A-T-H-I. Because he always puts it with a K and a Y in the call screen.
Kathy with an I.
Kathy, if you're out there, give us a call.
If there's many things that Adam is concerned about in his job, is spelling one of them? I don't think so. He's crushing it right now in our who's winning in our fantasy semifinal? He's up by one on Hoskins.
Okay.
I'm up by four on former Rich Eisen show coordinating producer Don Bowie. But
your players are they're done,
dude. It's such a hanging by a thread situation. It is. You guys can just look it up.
Embiid's not going to play tonight.
Are you sure?
Him, Harden, and Maxey are all questionable.
So.
Still not.
You go from questionable to answerable very fast.
I don't know, man.
Although they do play back-to-back. Look out.
Being very dramatic.
You need to, you know, with nine games left, got to make sure. You got to load manage more than anything else now.
Nope.
Got to load manage.
Got to play, baby.
Okay.
Got to be out there.
Man. DJ Mikey D is and D's nuts. I need the music. I need the music. There it is.
I just got the orchestra.
Yesterday. On Thursday's show, I gave you my top five NFC quarterbacks when Aaron Rodgers gets traded to the Jets. Just to be fair and balanced, am I going to do an NFC quarterback list if he doesn't get traded to the Jets? Of course not. He's getting traded to the Jets. So the fair and balanced is top five AFC quarterbacks when Aaron Rodgers gets traded to the Jets.
There are so many good quarterbacks in the AFC.
I know, sir. You could make two top five lists out of it.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to disagree with you.
And
so
go ahead and bash them against one another and sort of like a deck of cards that you're mixing, you know, that you're shuffling. You can just like put them all together. I could have done a Venn diagram analogy, too.
I know who needs to be on this list, and I'm curious if you're going to have them on there.
Number five is Justin Herbert on this list.
Number five.
Number five on this list is one of the top talented quarterbacks in the NFL is about to strike it, Rich. He's number five on this list.
Okay.
I cannot wait to see what Kellen Moore unlocks. Let's see that. So are we going to see, like, if he stays, we'll see Austin Eckler snap it to Herbert in a desperation play.
Just to get, lost was Austin Eckler.
Just to get bull rushed by a defender.
And then have that be your last play.
And have it be the last play of his franchise day. It's entirely possible. Or, you know, Kellen Moore brings the system that did with Dak turn in remarkable points per game performance over a span of about 8 to 10 weeks.
We did that.
Justin Herbert's number five. We all know. Let's just see more frozen ropes. Let's see more frozen ropes on a run, Kellen Moore, because this is what that guy can do. He's unbelievable. Number four on this list, top five AFC quarterbacks when Aaron Rodgers gets traded to the Jets is, in fact, Aaron Rodgers. He's on the list.
Come on.
Yeah, buddy.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely, yes.
And I got my list.
Aaron Rodgers is on this list. He is fourth on this list. Because I respect the other three and understand that he did not play his best last year. But come on, man. He's going to have a much better set of weapons, including one that he's familiar with. Or multiple that he's possibly familiar with. And he's got Nathaniel Hackett back in the mix, baby. The OC that was right there dialing it up with Matt LaFleur for Rodgers. And Rodgers with them in his two MVP seasons that I, for some reason, calls COVID seasons. I still don't understand it.
No, I think you do.
Number three on this list. Number three on this list. Josh Allen. The Mandalorian QB. Can you imagine if he gets DeAndre Hopkins added to his mix and suddenly we get some more running attack going as well and he just walks into the 20-yard line of your end of your field, and he surveys and he sees Stephon Diggs and he sees DeAndre Hopkins and he sees Gabriel Davis and he's got a better running attack and he's protected and he doesn't feel like he's got to jam it in there either with a tight window throw or with his own body. He's number three. He could even be number one if he gets it all going. And that's the beautiful thing about the AFC is I believe these top three are somehow, some way, potentially, I'm hedging so Chiefs Kingdom doesn't get pissed at me, interchangeable. It can be by the results this year. You never know. Number two on the list is Joe Burrow. Joey B. The man with ice in his veins. He's now got Orlando Brown Jr. helping protect him. Let's go. Do you hear Zeke's interested in going to the Bengals potentially?
Save it.
Okay,
save
that's
it
a what's more likely.
Save it for later.
All right. Did you hear that? Zeke might wind up with the Jets, too. I'm going to get off Zeke.
Thank you.
Talk about Joey B being the second quarterback in the list. And we all know number one is the MVP of the league, and he's Patrick Mahomes. He's number one on this list.
All right, I agree with 4 out of 5.
Hold on a second. I'm not yet done. Yeah.
All right, we'll get one more.
Because I want to give this guy some solid. Because right now, even in the last segment, I was highly critical. He's Ken Francis's BFF. He's Lamar. We got to get him out there, and we got to get him some weapons, and we got to get him healthy, we got to get him happy, and I want to talk about Lamar being that happy-go-lucky, cold-blooded quarterback assassin once again. We got to get him back to 2019. We got to get him paid in a manner that he's happy, and the team that signs him is happy, and I think it's going to be Baltimore. He should stay in Baltimore. They love him in Baltimore. We got to get him happy, we got to get him some weapons, and we got to get him healthy, and we got to see the guy who was the MVP of the first two games and three quarters before the Miami Dolphins came back on him and changed everything right over there in Baltimore.
of this past season. Let's go, Lamar. We got to get him back. He can be in this top five list. He could be MVP again. We just got to stop talking about dollars, cents, and exclusive tags, non-exclusive tags, and gym equipment, and Ken Francis, and tweets that he's the Storm and all of this stuff. That's not his brand. His brand is being a happy-go-lucky, cold-blooded, two-way threat quarterback assassin. Let's go. I believe in him. Just got to get him back. Got to get him paid and done with it. Scene.
I like your list.
What's your list?
I like 1, 2, 3. We all agree on. We even agree on number 5.
Okay.
Number 4. Aaron Rodgers goes to the AFCs. Not in the top 5.
Okay. Who's 4 then?
Trevor Lawrence is number 4. Show some respect for this man.
Okay.
Epic playoff comeback performance. I think we're going to see him be in the MVP mix
okay.
in 2023.
Okay. So you're going to go with a guy
Herbert Lawrence.
Who's
Alan Burrow Mahomes.
Who's only shown it for half a season. I'm just saying, I believe in Trevor Lawrence.
I'm buying on the up.
You're hitting
Rodgers on the way down. I'm hitting Lawrence on the way up.
You don't think Aaron Rodgers being traded to the Jets after everything that's going on and has Lazard and Garrett Wilson and potentially Odell and Zeke, suddenly the Jets are hearing from people that would never be saying, I want to play for the Jets.
You want to know why?
Why?
I watched this movie before.
Okay. Oh, okay. So Favre was falling apart. Favre had one more good year left in him, and it was with the Vikings the next year after that.
Do you think Rodgers has more than one good year left in him?
I sure do.
Okay.
He's 39.
Good luck.
Okay.
39. Guys are retired for 5 years at 39.
Which is what everybody said about Brady, and he won you more Super Bowls.
Guess who's not Tom Brady?
Got it. I understand. There's only one of them.
Got it.
What I'll take the shadow of it.
Good luck.
I'll take a portion of it.
Same energy. Good luck.
Oh, yes.
I admit, I have no issue with your list.
Thank you, sir.
Thinking Lamar should be in the top five, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to all of a sudden show up and forget how to play football. Like, there's just no way.
Yes, baby.
Got to learn a whole new set of teammates.
Oh, new set of teammates. He can run the offense. He could tell them where to go, which he's going to have to do because he won't be on the team until damn near May.
He's not even know their names.
Well, Commissioner Rob Manfred. Commissioner Rob Manfred coming up.
He can't throw it 200 times to Lazard.
Oh, God.
Dude,
I understand you come from a world where receivers are completely fungible and you can get anybody to try and catch passes for you.
That's called the greatness of the position.
I got it. I understand. The Jets have somebody called the Offensive Rookie of the Year. His name's Garrett Wilson. Okay. You don't think he and Rodgers can get on the same page?
Last year.
I got it.
Good luck.
Okay, great.
Good luck. I'm rooting for you.
And when Odell shows up, what happens then?
Odell's not going to be good.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
He's not going to be. He won't be good. Rodgers won't be good. Rodgers won't be good with the Offensive Rookie of the Year. What about when Breece Hall comes back? He won't be good? Because he's coming back from a knee injury. Okay, he won't be good.
And his job is to run, right?
Okay.
Okay. You just want me to maintain the energy, so I'm maintaining it.
Excellent. I do want you to maintain the energy. It's great, man.
I can do this for another 8 months.
Please. It's great. I can't wait to see how you fill the hole of Nelson Agholor in your offense with the quick game that, if I'm not mistaken, once upon a time sucked.
Good luck. Guess what? Those coaches are gone.
Those days are gone. So.
And our quarterback was a Pro Bowler.
I cannot wait till the Jets and the Patriots play a football game with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. It's going to be great. And the aftermath, either way, will be must-see Roku channel television on this program.
Kathy called in, and Adam still spelled their name wrong.
I mean, this is
why. He's not listening. Adam's not listening to the show.
He's worse than me.
No one in the wrestling business has experienced the trials and tribulations, along with redemptions and longevity, quite like Jeff Jarrett. Come along for the ride on the My World with Jeff Jarrett podcast.
They didn't really brand belts in the heyday of boxing. You know, Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard. I mean, they had them, but along comes sports entertainment, professional wrestling, and now it is truly a part of pop culture. They've just branded what it looks like to be a champion.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.